This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, June 30. The ongoing story. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 28. 3 days later, he called together the local Jewish leaders. When they had assembled, Paul said to them, "My brothers, although I have done nothing against our people or against the customs of our ancestors, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Romans. They examined me and wanted to release me because I was not guilty of any crime deserving of death. The Jews objected, so I was compelled to make an appeal to Caesar. I certainly did not intend to bring any charge against my own people. For this reason, I have asked to see you and talk with you. It's because of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain." They replied, "We have not received any letter from Judea concerning you, and none of our people who have come from there has reported or said anything bad about you. But we want to hear what your views are, for we know that people everywhere are talking against this sect." They arranged to meet Paul on a certain day, and came in even large numbers to the place where he was staying. He witnessed to them from morning till evening, explaining about the kingdom of God, and from the law of Moses and from the prophets he tried to persuade them about Jesus. Some were convinced by what he said, but others would not believe. They disagreed among themselves and began to leave after Paul had made his final statement. "The Holy Spirit spoke the truth to your ancestors when he said through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go to this people and say, you will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving, for the people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and I would heal them. Therefore, I want you to know that God's salvation has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen." For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. There are family stories that are worth repeating. They anchor us and bind us together. They help us to know where we came from and where we're going. This devotional series concludes a 2-month journey through Acts that you can retrace by going to the website todaydevotional.com. At the end of the book of Acts, we see Paul again meeting with local Jewish people to explain who Jesus is from the law of Moses and the prophets. Some of his listeners believe, and others do not. And again, Paul notes that God's salvation is not limited to one group of people, but is available to people of all nations. At the end of this chapter, we see Paul under house arrest. To the eyes of people on the street, Paul is limited in what he can do. But to the eyes of the faith, Paul continues to reach out as he boldly preaches the kingdom of God and the good news of Jesus, even to us today. I'm part of the family of God formed by faith. This family is not to be segregated or separated. This family is to welcome strangers and be willing to take down walls of custom and tradition that can burden the newcomer. The ongoing story is about the Father's love, the Son's sacrifice, and the Spirit's testimony that still moves among people to create a new community. And the Lord calls this community His church. Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for guiding your people, the church, all the way to the present day. Continue to build us up. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.